Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
This is probably common sense, but when you negotiate, when you buy a property, don't piss the seller off. So what I mean by that, don't give them a lowball offer. It's pretty common sense, but I hear buyers offering 50% of what the property's worth. The property's worth, I was talking to another realtor and she was saying, she had the listing as $1 million and then they got an offer from a particular buyer group, and the offer was $500,000. And then this realtor told me, I know that kind of buyer group. They usually negotiate like that. And don't worry, they'll come up, but the seller freaked out, right? And in the end, it sold for $950,000, so that was good. But usually, if you want the seller to want to negotiate with you, don't piss the seller off. Don't give them an offer so low that they'll spit on it and rip it up. Okay? So I usually tell my clients, they go, let's write a low offer. Okay, that's good. Write a low offer that's low enough that it's still counterable. It will not piss the seller off. It'll be it's low, but okay, I'll counter this. Never piss off the seller, because sellers, they're selling their property, and no matter how much experience they've had, I talk to experienced sellers and stuff. They're emotional when they're selling their property. And if somebody throws them a lowball offer, they just screw them. And then they just really difficult. So yeah, don't piss the seller off.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.